The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks for joining us. Diana is working this week, so she won't be on the show.
But I'm here.
But hey, Christiana's back. Welcome back.
Hi. Thanks.
And Kareem will join us in progress. He's on his way. But time waits for no one when the show needs to start, unless it's me, because I know how to start the stuff. It's kind of how it works. Yeah.
What is that? You should only go to meetings that can't take place without you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show today, a Valentine's Day surprise. It wasn't so good. We'll talk sex myths. We'll also talk a little bit of NFL stuff once Kareem gets here. But before we get into all that, Christiana, welcome back.
Thanks.
How are you doing? How was your week?
I'm good. My week was good. September sucks, is what I'm trying to say. It is my busiest month of the year, every year. And there's travel, and there's stuff and other stuff. And so last week I just was like not feeling great. I've been fighting it. My kid got a cold. I was fighting a cold forever, fought it off for a while. Then it like came back this past weekend, which I spent in Bakersfield with a head cold.
Oh, that's a double whammy.
So much. And yeah, September. It's great.
Yeah, and fires everywhere, too. As we record this, there's a fire going on up near Pollock Pines, up Highway 50. And they've essentially evacuated weed.
The people too.
I know it sounds like a joke, but I-5 is closed in both right now as we're recording this. I-5 in both directions is closed.
It's been a tough fire season. I used to work with a lot of people who worked at Cal Fire, mm-hmm. and there were a couple of years where fire season like wasn't so bad.
Right.
And this year is making up for all of those years where it wasn't as bad, and I feel bad for them because these people have been like dispatched forever.
Yeah, and we knew it was going to be a bad fire season because it didn't really rain much at all over the winter.
Right.
And, you know, in California, once you hit basically the 1st of May, if you see anything but a couple drops, it's a lot. So they've come up with a bunch of new adjectives for how much of a drought we're in.
Yeah.
Like for the whole state. I think most of the state is under what they're calling exceptional drought now. Yeah. So
It's the kind of drought you put a sticker on the back of your car to say, my drought is exceptional.
Yes, it is.
At whatever school.
whatever school you're going to.
Exactly.
It's an exceptional drought.
Exceptional.
It's crazy. Now, your husband is British.
He is.
He's English.
Be specific.
And that's important.
It might matter.
When you hear this, the vote will be tomorrow. Whether Scotland will go it alone.
Who? Why? I don't even... Nobody... What?
Dude,
come on.
I think John Oliver did probably the best breakdown I've seen of it.
I haven't listened to it yet.
That was on... what was it called? Last Week Tonight or whatever the name of the show
tomorrow,
is on Sunday.
This week, yeah, the day after Thursday.
So if you want to know the real breakdown of it, go ahead and watch that. It's probably on YouTube, or at least that segment is, because they, even though it's on HBO, they put all their stuff on YouTube. So there's no reason not to watch it.
Yeah.
But the people that are behind the funding of the Yes or the I campaign to separate from the rest of the UK are the largest lottery winners in, I believe, European history.
Huh.
That's who's funding this. They won the lotto.
And now they're going to destroy the British Empire.
Maybe.
Well done.
We'll see, because as of the last time I saw the polling, it's pretty close. It's too close to call.
Yeah.
A statistical dead heat.
Mm.
So, but here's the other thing. I don't understand, because it's not just as simple as, we're going to vote yes, and then we're just going to pull out. We're going to put up a little fence along the border and call it a day.
No, there's no plan. Like, there's no what happens tomorrow.
It's like a lottery winner came up with this plan.
I think the prime minister said, like, well, you can't have the pound.
Right. you can't have the pound.
Good luck making your own. And they have, I guess they have their own currency right now, Scottish currency.
Okay.
I don't know anything. I don't know much about Scotland, and I don't know much about the election, and I've been trying to... I sort of assumed that the rest of the country got a say in this?
No, just Scotland.
Just Scotland gets a say in this. Yeah. Nobody else does, which seems silly because I think the only thing I have to compare it to, which is granted a much, much smaller scale. Well, maybe not. If you go by population. You know, there were some attempts for various parts of the city of LA to secede at various points, like the Valley. Yeah. And that took a vote. In order for them to have split off, they would have needed the majority of both the people in the Valley to vote to go and a majority of the people in the rest of the city to vote to allow them to go.
Right.
Which seems a little bit more realistic because this doesn't, it's not all about you, Scotland.
Well, a better correlation, I think, would be Quebec and their multiple referendums on whether to separate from Canada.
Right.
There was one, I think, in 79 or 80, and then there was one, God, I forget, like 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them lost by narrow margins because, unlike Scotland, Quebec is in the middle of Canada. So it would be surrounded. And I think when the rubber hits the road, they're probably not going to vote to separate.
I think not.
Because, I mean, polling is one thing, but when the rubber hits the road and people come out and go, is this really a good idea?
Yeah.
I don't see how it is.
Well, there's something, I think Rob had an article, something about that the you know, women are the most likely voters, they're trending no, so when you look at the likely voters and you kind of, you know, whatever. We'll see what happens.
Well, and
it would be a shame, though.
Most of the British nuclear fleet is in Scotland.
Yeah, and like the oil and all kinds of stuff.
Right, but here's the other thing. The other thing that I was reading is that the oil production in the North Sea is going to be going down over the next 10 to 20 years pretty significantly.
Yeah.
And since that's their major source of income,
wool sweaters better get popular again real quick.
And their big complaint is that Scotland is much more liberal than England is, and they're kind of getting tired of the suit-wearing conservatives telling them what to do.
Yeah, it's not sad. I guess, it doesn't really seem like their cry for freedom doesn't really tug at the heartstrings, because I think it's much more sort of a cultural, like, point of pride thing. They're not really being oppressed by anybody. There's certainly no
not lately
human rights violations or anything going on here. I mean, and if the Scottish can go, why not the Welsh? Because I feel like they get even shorter shrift. Why would they give Scotland their own parliament anyway? I mean, you're setting yourself up for all this crap.
Yeah.
You give a country a cookie. Yeah. They're going to want a glass of freedom.
So we'll see how that plays out, because it's kind of a big deal. With all of the other really, really terrible things going on internationally, this is one international thing that I was able to look at and go, well, this is interesting. And, well, there are potential downsides to it. It's not anything that's going to make me go, oh, my God, they're beheading people. Because they haven't done that in Scotland in years.
No, not lately.
No, not at all.
It's okay.
The other thing I saw internationally that was of interest is the American was sentenced in North Korea. Allegedly snuck over the border and spying. Got 6 years of hard labor. And allegedly he wanted to sneak in to expose what it's like for prisoners in North Korea. So now he's going to have 6 years to see it, you know, for himself. So good for him.
You brought that
on yourself, my man. There's no way I'm going to get pulled into a North Korean prison.
Should have just gone to Cuba. If you wanted to go to some place that you shouldn't go to.
Right.
Just go to Cuba. It's got a sandals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would have been better.
And if you want to go someplace communist, just go to the San Francisco Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea, and you're probably not going to get kidnapped there.
Sure.
You might get stuck in Oakland, North Korea.
Still not at all the same.
No. Well, no.
Oakland's pretty cool.
Parts of Oakland.
I like Oakland. Well, parts of any city. Are we going to go back to this again?
Maybe. I'm going to Oakland in a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah, good.
I'm going to a concert at, what the hell is it? Where am I going? The State Theater, I think. State Theater? No. I forgot. Anyway,
I don't know.
It's the Fox Theater. That's it, the Fox Theater.
Okay.
I believe it's where Jerry Brown had his big party. I'm going to see the Gaslight Anthem on the 27th. So,
is that a band?
It is. It's a fantastic band.
Cool. I've never heard of them. I like the name.
They are from New Jersey. Okay. Bruce Springsteen has jammed with them. He enjoys their music. It's the same type of music as Bruce Springsteen. So good, good old rock and roll music. And the band Against Me, who has a lead singer who used to be a man who decided to become a woman about a year ago. So they're the opening act. So it's going to be an interesting night in Oakland. So
cool.
I'm looking forward to that. So got some NFL news that that isn't anybody beating on anybody. One Philadelphia restaurant, PYT, it's a burger joint, took to Facebook to post a picture of a receipt that showed Philadelphia Eagles running back LeSean McCoy leaving a not-so-great tip. Mm-mm. On a bill of $61.56, he left a 20-cent tip.
Really?
Really. And they posted it and said, the 20-cent tip that Eagles' LeSean McCoy just left our server on his $60 check is going to come in really handy for that new official NFL McCoy jersey he had his heart set on. That's a 0.03% tip. New record. Then they put the receipt up on eBay.
It's a dangerous thing calling out people, though.
Yeah.
It's a iffy.
It is.
It's iffy.
Because he came out and said, yeah, it was me. He says, I tip on my service. There's a difference between good service and bad service and just having a bad day. There's a big difference between just being rude and disrespectful, and that's how it went. See, McCoy and some of his friends had lunch on a Monday afternoon at PYT. And
pretty young thing hamburgers?
I have no idea. Okay. His base salary this year is $7.6 million. That's not really germane to the conversation.
It doesn't matter.
He said, and I quote, a 20-cent tip is kind of a statement. Yep. You can't disrespect somebody and expect them to tip you. I don't care who the person is. That's why I left my card, so they could see my name.
Oh, so he was like, oh, I like it.
Yeah, this was a statement. And they say
it was a statement.
They say if you want to make a statement about terrible service, don't leave no tip.
Right, because I think he forgot.
Leave a small tip.
And he even wrote, like, it's definitely a point, because he the dollar sign 00.20. Like, he really wanted to make clear.
Yeah, there's
no mistake here.
Yep, and then he added it up. So the $61.56 became $61.76.
Yep.
But it really started to backfire, because when they posted it, other people who are servers at different restaurants came to his defense and said, hey, he's been in here several times, and he's actually been really nice and a really great tipper.
That
became over and over and over again. So...
So we're on the side of the NFL player in this case.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Because you don't deserve a tip just because somebody sat down at your thing. So, you know, if somebody was that rude to him, he deserves, I mean, just like anybody else.
Yeah.
He deserves to be able to make a statement. I like the fact that he stood up and said, yeah, I did it. And here's why I did it. And I would do it again. And then it died off. There was no big hubbub.
Because it's all legit.
Well, yeah, that and the
good reason.
That and the Adrian Peterson thing, but we'll talk about that later on in the show. I think it's really shitty to do that to somebody, though, to be like the restaurant and be like, ah, look what I'm gonna do. Because if I'm somebody and I see that, I'm like, I'm not gonna go in there if that's the type of management that runs the place.
Yeah,
especially if I'm a high profile person in Philadelphia. Are you gonna go in there knowing that Oh, yeah, this guy went in there and, he was kind of rude to a server. Anything you do in there is going to be, like, up for public discussion.
Right.
So.
Because they want to, like, try it out. I wouldn't go into a restaurant anyway, because I would just wait for Sunday morning. There are these amazing, like, street food carts in Philly that make the best breakfast sandwiches. Not like fancy food truck with a name. I'm talking, like, guy with a weird-looking silver push cart dishing out some damn fine bacon, egg, and cheese on a bun. Amazingness.
Yeah. Well, it was a Monday. They were phenomenal. They were hungry Monday. So you got to go sometime.
I guess so. That's my advice. If you're ever going to go to Philly, is find the guy with the silver food cart making the really good sandwiches.
What part of the city would that be in?
In the downtown part.
Okay.
Rittenhouse Square-ish.
Okay.
Adjacent.
I've not
somewhere on Walnut. Okay. I remember it was Walnut. That's all I've got for you.
I've never been to Philly, so I was just curious because, you know, there's.
I've never really been to Philly either, even though I lived there for like 4 weeks. Well, no, it was 10 years ago this fall.
Okay.
Step into the Wayback Machine. I was working on a presidential campaign, and all I saw in Philadelphia was the store or the office I was managing, the Wendy's down the street. The parking lot where I parked my car, the streets that I knew to kind of get back and forth. I never even got to see the Liberty Bell.
Oh, wow.
And I stayed at a house. Have I told this story? Stop me if you've heard this one.
No, you haven't, actually.
I stayed. They were good. They were nice, like taking care of kind of volunteers and lower level staff who weren't paid very much, like me. I think I was paid, but I distinctly recall it was just enough to cover my cell phone bill and like my rental car. And so they matched up the people who were working with some party activists and volunteers so we could stay in their house, which was cool because I have to pay for a hotel or, you know, whatever, sleep on someone's floor.
Yeah, like it's pricey.
So it was this really pretty neighborhood that just was so stereotypically East Coast, like trees and fall and shit we don't have in California. We kind of have it in Sacramento.
We do have trees.
We do have like the trees and the fall color here, but wearing my SoCal glasses, it's just like, oh, yeah. it's like real fall. This nice house, and the people were nice to let me stay there, but also super weird. Like, they had a dog, a really mean dog, that was so mean, the guy homeowner gave me a bag full of dog treats, and he was like, you're gonna need these to get in at night.
The dog has an East Coast attitude.
It was ridiculous. And I barely ever saw his wife, and he had what at the time I assumed was a mannequin. Maybe it was a real sex doll. I don't know. Sitting at the table, like in the table in the living room, just sitting there sort of like posed like on the table casually wearing clothes, you know?
That is creepy as hell.
So the first night there, like, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And we sat there. We sat at the table eating pizza, not talking about the mannequin sitting across the table from me.
Why would you?
And I was like, are you going to kill me? Am I asleep? I don't know. And they didn't, they're very sparing on using the heater. And it was so awkward and weird. And I would, you know, the hours I was working, I was gone before the sun was up. I was back late at night, spent very little time there.
It's probably
But then I felt really bad because when I, the night before the election, I moved into a hotel that was even closer to the office and,
mannequin free.
And I just left. Like, I just, like, in the cover of darkness, I just took my stuff and left. And I don't even know if I left a note. Like, I'm a terrible, terrible person.
I would have totally left a note in the mannequin's hand.
Oh, I should have. I still feel bad. I need to look it up. I'm sure I have the address, like, somewhere in a notebook or something. And I feel bad because it was very nice of them to open their home. And I was just gone.
Yeah, you need to do a crime search on the address before you do any reaching out.
But they were nice, and I do appreciate their hospitality and the dog bones and the pizza that we ate with the mannequin.
That is the strangest thing. that is right out. Did you ever see Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, there's a scene, and Chris Maloney from Law and Order SVU is in it. Mm-hmm. And there's a scene where, I think it's the first one, where they show up at his house and he invites them inside and they're having dinner with his super hot wife, and he's got a bunch of weird prosthetics on him, and it sort of strikes me like that.
Yeah.
Sort of a weird thing.
Everything was kind of normal and then less normal. He had a wife. I met her not very frequently. No, I mean, like, talked to her. I saw her a couple times. I think we watched the end of the Red Sox World Series, like,
'04.
They're going to win. And I think I watched the very end of that clincher game with both of them, like, okay, a bit of it. What are you doing, Kat?
He's looking in your purse. He's just checking it out.
Cool.
He's been in the sink, so he's clean.
Okay.
I guess.
It's fair. It's fair. I'll allow it.
So, yeah, interesting story. That's one I have not heard yet.
Yeah. So, there you go. I'll be, I can trot out a lot of campaign chestnuts on the 10th anniversary of the campaign season as we go forward.
Yeah, as we get closer to election day.
Yeah.
The midterm elections this time.
Yeah, they are.
Well, Britney Spears didn't dump her boyfriend, David Lucado, for hooking up with any old regular girl next door.
Oh, no.
That's right. TMZ has learned that the woman in question is a hardcore porn star. Her name is, well, her stage name is Callie Lee. She's 5 feet tall, she's 96 pounds, and she's a Latina, just like you.
Just like me.
Well, in the fact that she's a Latina woman, as opposed to a Latina man. Anyway, who's been in the biz since 2009. She's famous for classics like Itty Bitty Boobies, 8th Street Latinas Volume 20, and Fresh Out of High School 14. She's kind of a unicorn in the industry. She's been in less than 20 scenes, although one of them was with Ron Jeremy. So that's
so legit.
Yeah, that's like hard road miles.
Do you know Rob's met Ron Jeremy?
Has he?
I want to say they had like a drink at a bar somewhere in L.A.
I've heard stories and like that about Ron Jeremy, of different people who've met him in different places.
Yeah.
And he's apparently very nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure he is. Why not? Why wouldn't you be nice? I mean, think of how he must be pretty relaxed, pretty well paid. Is the cat licking my head right now? Tell me the truth.
He's got his face in your hair.
What's in my hair that you're playing with, cat?
I don't know.
Is cute until the claws actually reach my skin.
It's not good. Ace, come here, buddy.
I can't move my head. It's okay. It's kind of sweet.
You all right? Okay. All right.
Maybe he's just sitting on it. Is he just sitting on my hair?
He could be. I can't see him because your head is blocking the view.
No. Ow, ow.
No, he's over there.
Playing with my... What are you doing?
You can just take him and push him off. You can just push him off. It's fine. Anyway.
Go do it to him.
Here's... Well, I don't have that much hair. apparently, the two met in a bar near Brittany's house. Brittany kicked David to the curb after he was videotaped hooking up with her in August. Brittany's dad bought the video to keep it under wraps, but that apparently didn't work. Bottom line, now a direct link between Britney Spears and Ron Jeremy. So... Mm. Now let's go to college because, you know, fresh out of high school porn. Dartmouth College is part of the Ivy League. It's in New Hampshire, Hanover, New Hampshire, for those who don't know.
Cool.
From Harry Potter to the herbivore, campus housing is becoming increasingly specialized at Dartmouth College. Students this fall get to choose among three residences designed as, quote, learning communities, plus 10 design-your-own communities set up as blocks of rooms interspersed with general campus housing. See, the new options are in addition to a dozen affinity communities that the college already had. The design-your-own communities are for groups of 9 to 18 students who submitted applications which describe their chosen themes. The results include special blocks of rooms focused on healthy living.
He just punched my headphone.
Oh, well.
What do I do to you? Jump on him.
You need to put him down on the floor. Ace, quit being a jerk. Anyway.
He always liked me before.
Well, he still does. It's just Silence. He has a special way of showing it. The special blocks of rooms focused on healthy living, modern music, and political pragmatism. Ethical and plant-based eating is the focus of the new herbiflore.
Oh, Lord.
What? You think that's bad? The Harry Potter area is called the Muggles for Magical Awareness.
Muggles for Magical Awareness.
Yes. This, but Ivy...
Can there be like a Buffy floor?
There could be if you submitted it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's Ivy League quality stuff or not.
I don't know.
The new learning communities are focused on international issues, entrepreneurship, and other topics. I'm guessing like smoking lots and lots of weed.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's what's going... This is one of the top colleges in the country, by the way. This is not like... No offense, but this is not like Chico State or Oswego State in New York.
No, it's a real actual school.
Yeah.
For which people pay lots of money.
Lots and lots of
money. All of their money, all of the time.
Muggles for magical awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me feel bad for people who have to go to like lesser schools because they couldn't get into Dartmouth when I see people going with their Muggles thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this now.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
It's going to be a short version with just you and I.
Yeah.
First up in cool or tool, tipping with a message.
Maybe we should try to say it on three and see if we do the same thing or not. Ready? One, two, three.
Cool. Yeah, that's okay. Cool. Up next in cool or tool, Britney Spears.
Oh, one, two, three. Cool.
There we go. Okay. And finally, college dorms.
Okay, one, two, three.
Tool.
No. Oh, well, close.
Yeah, two out of three ain't bad.
Sure.
Shortest version of the cooler tool ever.
I know.
I like it.
Efficient.
I know. Well,
we are give you your show with just no shit.
No
time wasting here.
We're just banging right through this stuff. While we have a moment, let me just say thank you to everybody who supported the show by shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com.
Oh, I did that.
Did
I did
you?
That this week.
Excellent.
I bought some almond butter.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fancy. Because you can get all sorts of things there.
Yeah.
Food. I got...
Like local almond butter, but I went through the Nate Darling Show, and like everybody wins.
Yeah. I got this lovely Portland Timbers cell phone case.
Oh, look at that.
I don't get credit for it because, well, it's your own thing. But yeah, this is made in Portland, Oregon. But yeah, and I didn't see it. This is not the kind of thing you can find at a store or a crappy mall kiosk. This one's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Shipped right to me. And it doesn't cost you anything extra to go through the link at NateDarlingShow.com. It does help support the show, so thank you in advance for doing that. We do appreciate it. By the way, with Halloween coming up, it's a great place to buy you know, Halloween candy, Halloween costumes. You can buy flags for Veterans Day. You can buy turkey decorations, Christmas gifts. This is the best thing because, like, my dad lives on the East Coast, so when I'm buying Christmas gifts, I'll buy him the gifts on Amazon, and I'll have them shipped. But they do gift wrapping, too. So they show up. They show up gift wrapped
with those nice, like, fancy blue bags and their cheery yellow ribbons, the Amazon colors.
You know what's cool about it is they the regular Amazon box comes and you open the regular plain Amazon box and inside wrapped up is the wrapped box.
Yeah.
So it's actually really nice. So like I'm flying back. I'm taking a red eye on December 23rd. I'm going to arrive in
on my birthday.
Yeah.
So that's an easy way to remember to shop for my birthday too. Via Amazon, everybody.
So I'm just going to take the red eye. I'm going to get to Burlington, Vermont at 10:30 in the morning on Christmas Eve, and then it's
a 2-hour go to bed.
And then it's a 2-hour drive to my dad's house. And when I get there, the last thing I would want to have to do is wrap a bunch of presents for the next day. I don't have to because it's all done for me at Amazon. So
the world is an amazing place.
Yeah, it's that easy to go ahead and do it. So please think about it for your shopping needs, if you're going to be shopping online anyway. All right, let's see. What do we got here? We're still waiting for Kareem to show up. I know he's on his way. He had a big...
I'm tired and podcast wait for no man.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue
Kat
on.
Cat took his
him.
Chair anyway.
It's true. Ace has moved on from abusing you to taking Kareem's chair. Saw this as I was going through. Huffington Post has a divorce section, which I was not aware of.
Oh, they have a section for everything.
they do. But it's
ridiculous.
It's HuffPost divorce. This is titled 9 Sex Myths That Could Seriously Hurt Your Relationship. So let's see if any of these were known to you. Some of them were a surprise to me.
Okay.
Number one, you can't get pregnant during your period. That is a myth.
Oh, God. Yes, it is.
It's a lot less likely that you get pregnant when you're menstruating, but it's still possible.
So possible.
Mm-hmm. Woman's egg and a man's sperm can live for several days in the cozy environment of the womb.
So you know you're going to have a stubborn child.
So cozy. Number two, sex can give you a heart attack. That's also a myth. It's basically, unless you smoke or have diabetes, there's really only a 1 in a million chance that you'll have a heart attack during sex. Mm. If anything, it's actually good for your cardiovascular health. One study showed that men who have sex twice a week or more have a lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Oh.
Myth number three, married people don't play with themselves.
Well, duh.
Supposedly, if you're married, you don't have to masturbate because of all the sex you're having, right? Well, wrong.
Well, that's one of those things, like, you pick the stupid stereotype you want for the purpose of, like, writing the paragraph. Because half the world's like, oh, you have sex all the time. And the other half is like, sex is dead.
Well,
once you get married.
Here's the other thing. And as someone who has two ex-wives, I don't have to name which one.
Use your
imagination. I don't care. Would go with this like, well, you know, if you're masturbating, is there something wrong with me? No. Sometimes you just want alone time. just do. Here's what this says. For busy moms, this is according to lifestyle expert Dana B. Myers. For busy moms, it's so important to give yourself some pleasure playtime for stress relief, to ground yourself, and to keep learning about what you like. It helps you tap into your unique power as a woman. While it's often great and fun to involve another person, crafting out time for a weekly or even daily solo session is one of the greatest ways we can instantly bring ourselves into a state of calm, centered authenticity and reclaim our own happiness.
I'd say sure, except for the part about, like, you know, find out what how you make yourself happy or whatever. I think it's just really about efficiency.
Sure.
You know, when you're doing your own thing, just the shortest road from A to B.
Yeah, or, you know, there are times, it doesn't matter what you're doing, sometimes you just want to do it yourself.
sometimes.
You're just getting in the way. You know? You're just getting in the way. Let me organize the bookcase. Just let me, okay? You go sit over there.
Organize the bookcase.
Yeah, whatever.
There's your hashtag of the week.
There's a 10-year difference in sexual peaks. That's not true. It's also myth number five. It's only a matter of time before a man cheats. First of all, cheating is not inevitable. Secondly, age is hardly a factor. People, both men and women, are likely to cheat when they're unhappy in their relationships and or when they're sexually incompatible. Myth number six, sex with your socks on is lame. By the way, I'm going to fight this one. It's not lame. It is, in fact, a big turnoff for me.
What is it? What?
Having sex with your socks on. I hate that.
I don't know why anybody would.
Cold feet. is their whole thing. It's like,
that's a stupid, that's, you know what that list item is to me?
Filler.
We really got to get to whatever, and we're not there yet. We can't even get to 10. So, well, I mean,
Yeah, and they cite this one study.
It's not news you can use.
It says couples who wore socks while having sex were more likely to have an orgasm than people who went sockless. Yeah, no.
Because they're, maybe because they're so, that's what's the correlative, you know, they were so hot for each other, they just couldn't even have time to take their socks off. And
yeah, no, take your socks off. Besides, you get better traction in bed. That's what I'm saying, with your toe. You can literally get a toe hold. Number 7, men doing laundry turns on wives. And that's a myth.
That's not a myth.
Well, it's, according to them, it is. Sharing the household chores is equally great for marriage, but make no mistake, the studies on this have been mixed, but it actually looks like the reverse may be true. One interesting study showed that more core housewife, core housework, cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, a man did, the less frequently he had sex. On the other hand, the more, quote, manly, unquote, chores that he did, like car repairs, lawn work, and paying bills, the more sex he had. So it could be the kind of housework a guy does makes the difference.
All of this is meaningless.
Yeah, probably. Number 8, women don't really want sex. That's a myth. And yep. Myth number 9, big feet and hands means a big... No. Not at all. You can't tell.
Nothing. There's really no, because it was just the statistical sample size of 2.
Right.
Mom, stop listening. But I have dated two guys over 6'5".
Okay.
9-day difference.
Mm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
There's no proportionality.
And they both probably had fairly large hands being over 6'5".
Yeah, I guess so. Or at least not freakishly tiny ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be noticeable. Like the character on SNL that Kristen Wiig played.
Yeah.
The tiny doll hands.
Oh, no.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. Hey, by the way, did you see, I was watching football last night.
Yeah.
Your girl, Casey, what's her name?
She's got a show.
She's got
coming.
A show,
yeah,
on NBC.
Casey Wilson has a show coming. Pretty psyched. I am. And did you see, I think you commented on it maybe on Facebook, that they're kicking Cecily off of the Weekend Update desk, and I think that is fucking stupid. It makes me sad.
Well,
Kareem's here.
Kareem made it. We're
welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Jamba Jamba.
We started without you. I hope it's okay. It's good to know. Ace kept your seat warm.
He is in a mood. Look out for that cat, man. He's out for blood. I'd just watch out.
Yeah, so Cecily is off the Weekend Update desk. Michael Che is the first African-American man to be a Weekend Update anchor.
Which is great. Why can't they get rid of the unfunny white dude?
Well,
and keep the funny woman
most of the show.
And add the funny black guy.
Hey. Oh, yeah, there. It's true. A lot of his unfunniness. Welcome, Kareem. How are you?
That good, huh?
Kareem's back from a photo shoot. I saw photographic evidence of your photo shoot.
They said, be there at 4:30.
What kind of photo shoot was it?
For the spa I work at.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We got, started taking pictures at 6 o'clock. Be there at 4:30. We're going to start taking pictures at 4:30.
It's not cool.
Yeah,
that's
not cool.
On the other side, it's not good when talent, when you tell talent to show up somewhere at a certain time, and they show up and they go, oh, I need to.
That's a lot of time trying to sit around and have idle conversation with hairdressers.
Yeah, normally it's like 15, 20 minutes and then they're finished with your hair and you move on with your day. Oh, how are you? What do you do? Oh, that must be interesting. You on your lunch break?
Yes.
Oh, you work. Where do you work? Oh, you work there. Do you know this person? They come in here all the time. They never let me wash my hair.
Fascinating.
Sorry. An NBC News producer uploaded a secret sex tape of his girlfriend to a porn site.
Yes.
he's the worst boyfriend in the world, and he's real. He's a digital producer working at NBC News. He's admitted to secretly videotaping himself having sex with his girlfriend on Valentine's Day and uploading the video to a porn website where it remained for several months until she discovered the video herself and then dumped her terrible boyfriend.
What was she doing on the porn site?
I don't know. Maybe she got a tip, or maybe she was working the tip. I don't know. But 30-year-old Carla Della Verson taped his girlfriend by setting up a camera in the couple's shared living space. That's right. They lived together in Greenwich Village on Valentine's Day. He secretly pointed it at the couple's bed and filmed the two having sex. Soon after, he uploaded the video to X-Porn, which I've never heard of, but okay. I've heard of a lot of
but
sites.
Now you will research it exhaustively.
I haven't yet. I should get on that. Uh-huh. So everyone could watch it, though half of the cast of the tape didn't know it was being made. Now on September 4th, his 29-year-old girlfriend discovered the upload, and she shockingly got very upset and moved out. And so in subsequent emails...
Was she Googling herself?
Well, it wouldn't have her name. So I don't know. She might have found an upload on his computer or something. I don't know. But in subsequent emails, she was able to get him to confirm that he had uploaded the footage. And that's how he got arrested and charged with disseminating unlawful surveillance and harassment. Yeah, it's he's kind of a spoiled kid.
Strikes again.
His life story is sort of profiled in the New York Times real estate section. About how he lived at home in his parents' Westchester home while he saved up money to buy his condo.
Said affluenza strikes again.
Living at home had its perks. Quote, my parents are amazing. They didn't charge me rent, and my mom would do the laundry and cook me dinner. A car was available. Of all the things that made living in New York City so annoying, I didn't have to deal with them. So I'm sure his parents are proud. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Lord almighty.
How would you feel about that?
What, somebody putting a sex tape of me?
Yeah.
It would never happen because no. Never gonna create a product that could accidentally get leaked or unaccidentally get leaked. Ever.
So there's no way that a camera could stealthily be set up somewhere where you never saw it.
I mean, yeah, well, lots of things are possible.
Well, that's what we're saying. Kareem's asking how you would react.
I'd go full Kardashian probably and try to harness the power of that to catapult my exciting career as I don't know what, as
neither
a person who is photographed a lot. So maybe I'd be grateful for it.
There you go.
I don't know.
It's a fair question.
I mean, because you almost said it like you don't have sex.
A porn star said I was cute once, so I could have a future.
There you go.
You know?
Like I said, you almost said like you were saying you never have sex.
No.
Like it
would
never,
I just would
ever,
never,
ever happen. And I was like,
no
okay.
I don't take pictures of my boobs. I don't sext people.
Yeah, you do all the things necessary to not be in that situation.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Try to make good choices.
Yeah.
Not victim blaming and saying that anybody deserves to have their stuff leaked.
Right.
Online.
But people.
But I'm going to practice as much risk mitigation as possible.
Sure. And again, as someone with two ex-wives, I can say that sometimes you make poor choices.
You have two ex-wives?
I have two ex-wives, Kareem.
I did not know that.
And he gets a coffee maker.
It's true. I do. Actually, I have a coffee maker from the second from the second marriage. Thanks, Edie.
No,
Lambert.
You're one of those people that I won't buy a gift for until after the second year. You make sure this shit don't work. You got to earn your gift from now on.
It's on back order. Is it still on back order?
Yeah.
Well, you still didn't get it. That's weird. I'll check. See you later. Bye.
That's right.
You got to earn your gift from now on.
So this happened over the weekend. This sort of blew up.
Like, you should be able to wear a tuxedo at your wedding. Somebody should be able to come like in shorts and shower shoes.
Dude, let me tell you, if the situation comes up that I actually do get married again, I'm not going to make a big deal of it. It's going to be one of those things where if the person I'm marrying wants to have a big wedding, the response will be, I hope you've saved up because I've already paid for two. I'm all down for the. I'm down for the commitment if the situation is right. I'm not down for the big ceremony and especially the big reception.
Yeah,
because yeah.
I got a cousin who's been married four times. That's what I told him. I was like, shit, they shouldn't even let you get married in church.
I have
you are just a little piece kind of a brother right now.
I've never been married in a church, so technically, according to the Catholic Church, I've never been married, so I could still get married in the Catholic Church. Yeah. Ha ha! Yep. Loophole in my favor.
Yes.
Actually,
take that, Pope Francis.
Actually, that's not really how it works.
But it is.
No, it's not, because that's not how the... Do you want me to drop some knowledge? I'll do it.
Do it.
I will do it. And something I give them credit for, though it annoys me and makes my life more complicated, they don't... If you're married, if you had a Muslim wedding, a Jewish wedding, a civil wedding, an Episcopalian wedding, any kind of wedding, you were married. And the church is going to respect whatever it was that consecrated or dubbed your situation a marriage. such that you would have, if you wanted to get married in the church, you'd have to have, I'm just saying, if you did, you'd have to have the previous marriages annulled because my husband was married previously in the Church of England, because he's from England, and then that's what they are over there. And even though he wasn't married in the Catholic Church, it still counts. And so we haven't been able to get married in the church here because he's still, in the eyes of God, married, and we are living in sin.
Oh, stupid God.
So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have Wi-Fi?
I do.
Tell everyone your password. You know, all these people parked outside at night. I'm just using your Wi-Fi.
I'm just using it's your cool, Wi-Fi, right? Man. It's all good. hold on, Kareem. Let me send it to you via the Facebook Messenger here. Hold on. There's no uppercase here.
Everybody excited about this part?
Is there anything better? Is there anything better on a podcast than somebody
dead air? I'm just gonna keep singing. I'm gonna.
All right, I just sent it to you, Kareem. But there is no uppercase. The first letter is lowercase. Okay. So that would be the password. The Wi-Fi name is Nate Man. So it should be easy to find. Anyway, this blew up over the weekend. An actress who is in Django Unchained posted some video and things of her crying. Said, "Today I was handcuffed and detained by two police officers from the Studio City Police Department after refusing to agree that I had done something wrong by showing affection fully clothed in a public place. When the officer arrived, I was standing on the sidewalk by a tree. I was talking to my father on my cell phone. I knew I had done nothing wrong, that I wasn't harming anyone, so I walked away. A few minutes later, I was still talking to my dad when two different police officers accosted me and forced me into handcuffs. And then I cried a lot."
Wait. I don't get it. Why are you doing this in a mocking tone?
You'll see. because she deserves to be done in a mocking tone. Anyway,
she did not deserve to be done in a mocking tone.
I don't know. I'm gonna have to.
But wait for it. Her name is Danielle Watts, and she claims that she was unlawfully detained by police. That's her claim. Today, TMZ got the audio tapes from the police. Turns out there was a 911 call. Reports that. She was having full-on sex in the front seat of the car with the door open and that people could see everything.
Okay, that still isn't...
So let's take a listen to the audio. No, it deserves to be mocked. Trust me. I know you're not going to, but go ahead and trust me.
Who's the owner of the car?
That's me. Your registration?
No, don't worry about it. I have her ID.
Okay. Well, I have her passport.
Daddy, can you hold on just for a second?
Hold on.
What's the issue?
Somebody called the police saying that there was lewd acts in the car.
There's no lewd acts happening.
Doesn't matter. I have to ID you.
We're not doing anything.
Somebody called.
I'm on the phone with my dad. This is my boyfriend.
Okay, I want to see your ID. Somebody called, which means gives me the right to be here. So it gives me the right to identify you.
Do you know how many times I've been called? The cops have been called just for being black.
That is not
because we're black and he's white. I'm just being really honest.
I don't. Who brought up a race card? Why?
I'm bringing it up because
I said nothing about you being black. And I have every right to ask your ID.
And I have every right to say no. And if you'd like to,
no, you do not have every right to say no.
You can take me down to the court office and I can make a scene about it.
No.
And you know what? I have a publicist.
I'm mildly interested.
Studio, okay?
I'm mildly interested. You have a publicist, but I'm going to get your ID.
I am going to say no. And if you'd like my ID, you can say that I am resisting arrest, and you can take
there's
me
no,
down.
There's
to
no resisting. You're just interfering.
And
that's
what I'm saying is, I have not done anything wrong. I'm on the phone with my father. My stepmom is dying.
Do you know what
if
probable
like
cause
to
is?
My
you know
ID?
What probable cause is?
Yes, and I have none. Do you, what is the probable
I have probable
cause?
Cause.
I'm sitting we here talking
a radio
on the phone
call
to my father.
That's
so
mildly
like
interesting.
To demand my
can you have her ID, please?
No, you may not.
That's
you may not have my ID. And if you,
by the way, when did it suddenly become okay to just tell cops, "No, I'm not going to give you my ID"?
That's pretty much the thing.
No, it's not when they're called out for.
That's not true. Most right now might have reasonable suspicion. I doubt he has any probable cause.
And he's asking for ID.
And you don't. I don't think you have to give it if he didn't see anything. I mean. People, I don't. Skip it. Let's move on. I don't even have the energy.
I'd like to demand L30, it.
Send me a female officer, please.
Please do.
I'm going to get your ID one way or
that's
the other.
Fine. You can do whatever you like.
Yes, I am.
Daddy.
Thank you for bringing up the race card. I never hear that.
Yeah,
But they haven't been rude to her at all. She's been incredibly rude to them. She,
again, like I said, I'd have to see what happened before, because if she wasn't having sex with him in the car, then that seems like a pretty racist thing to be.
There was a 911 call, and that was the claim of the 911 call. So they're out investigating the 911 call, saying that there was sex going on in public in the car. Now, if it was done by the time they got there, they're just figuring out who's who and what's going on. And she was never arrested. That's the thing, is there was no arrest that went on. And she was in handcuffs because she walked away. She's just like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to walk away. You don't just get to walk away. I don't care who you are.
But you do get to tell them that you don't lawfully have to give them your ID, because that's the truth.
No, I don't think you can just go, oh, I'm not going to tell you who I am.
Yes, you can. It is the law.
I don't know. Well,
they might arrest you for saying that you're obstructing justice, but yeah, no, they can't.
Well,
and I've seen it done. There are videos of people on the internet doing it and giving them the laws that said that they don't have to do it. So it is not, it is illegal for you to them to make her give them an ID unless she's being charged with a crime, period.
And it's also kind of a dick move to go, I'd like to identify you to my publicist. I mean, come on, it's bullshit. This was all a bullshit thing. And there are a lot of things out there that are terrible things that happen at the hands of the cops. This is not one of them. And to make it into a giant deal is a bullshit move. You got the cops called on you for allegedly having sex in your car, and you made a big deal of it. And then the tapes came out. And it's there's a lot more here, because there's a lot of screaming. So here's one more. Here's one with a warning of explicit language.
No, I don't want to hear anymore.
It's this one's longer.
For no reason, just because I literally walked away from him, and he didn't tell me not to walk away. I was on the phone with my dad.
I explained to you why we put you in prison.
They both have no
probation.
Not wanted for murder. Nothing.
No, I've been off for 2 years.
Not wanted for murder. Nothing, right? Yeah.
No, it's marijuana, and I'm done.
Do you see what time it is? 15 minutes ago, I would have been gone.
But because I didn't give you my ID, you felt that was enough for me?
It is enough, ma'am.
Yeah. Ow! What? Seriously, the fuck are you doing?
The language.
He's
Ace.
He's licking his lips.
Ace, come here. Come here. Quit being a jerk. Quit being a jerk. Come here. Oh, my cat's out of control.
He's attacking my head.
Why are you being a jerk, buddy? Why are you being a jerk?
I've done nothing.
I'm
going
to need to see your ID.
Be nice to you.
I'm going to need to see your ID, Ace. Come on.
See, now that would have been okay, because it would have been an assault in progress. If the cop had seen it, could have asked for the cat's ID.
That's fair. Either way, I don't know. I hate shit like this because it minimizes when actual police doing terrible things comes up. Because when police aren't doing terrible things, and you make it like, oh my God, they're killing everything and all of my rights. It's nothing. It's literally nothing. Anyway, let's quickly talk,
I
Adrian.
I want to know the person who called 911 saying that they were having sex. Who calls 911 on somebody having sex?
Why don't you film it so you can make money off selling the tape?
I believe it was, wasn't the Writers Guild. It was another, I've closed the window. I'm not
who calls 911 on people having sex?
In the middle of the day on the street? Well, a lot of people
unless
do.
Unless you're parked like in a...
Kareem, think of the children. What about the children?
Who calls 911?
What about the children? What about the children?
Who calls 911 on people having sex in the car?
A whole lot of people do. You don't believe it? Go have sex in the car. See how long it takes the cops to show up. Someone will call.
No one will call.
They will call.
The cops might roll by and see us, but nobody will call.
So, Adrian Peterson, Vikings running back, has been indicted for reckless and negligent injury to a child. The Vikings didn't suspend him. They just didn't play him on Sunday. Then on Monday, they came out and they, not the owner, the owners made the decision, but they sent out the GM and the coach to say, oh, Adrian Peterson's going to be back on the field on Sunday. So, interesting. Kareem, did you get to see any of the alleged photos here of the switch?
And that's what it looks like when you get your ass whipped with a switch.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 4-year-old kid. It looks really bad, especially to people
it
who...
It looks bad to white people.
Well, it looks... Christiana, have you seen the...
I have.
Okay, and your thoughts?
I think that it looks bad. I think that people are... inconsistently punished for their choice of punishment with their kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I was spanked as a child. Yeah, I came out okay. I think if I spank my child will come out okay. But I don't spank my child. I don't find that it is effective.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
And the other thing is, one grand jury didn't indict him.
Right.
And then they took it back and they found another grand jury to indict.
That would, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
which pretty much says what she just said, which is inconsistent.
I don't think there's a good answer to this because it looks bad. It doesn't look, anytime you see any injury on a 4-year-old, it looks bad. It just does. But, I don't know. I don't know where I stand.
My kid's 4. I can't imagine. I can certainly imagine giving her a spanking. I can't imagine using a tool that would draw any blood, even a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
I know that it may be common in other people's households. I still don't know if it's a good thing. And the bottom line is, I don't know how you teach somebody not to hit if you hit them on any level, even if it's not like, you know, abusive. You get beat all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not that much of a pacifist.
I am that much of a pacifist.
But the other thing I'll say about it is this. One, I'd have to know what was going on with the kid at the time, because I do know what I've seen is normally if a kid gets a whooping to that point, it was because wasn't that they were doing something wrong. It was usually that they were doing something dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where if your kid's going to run out in the street.
Yeah, you can grab and smack him. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't. So usually.
But don't you have to, they're doing something that interesting, you have to like run and get the switch and then do carry it in your back pocket? Just in case.
That depends on how old you are. When you get older, then you have to go get your own switch.
It's true.
That's true. But when you're younger, then a lot of times they'll have them sitting around the house in case you bring the wrong switch back. And one thing I'm going to, one of the things that pissed me off this morning was Hannah Storm,
mm-hmm.
Saying that he beat his child with a tree limb. And I was like, bitch, please.
that was
like ridiculous.
That's overstating it. Yes.
Yeah. No, it wasn't overstated. It was fucking ridiculous. It was retarded for her to say some dumb shit like that. But, you know, for you to have your opinion on whether you spank your child or not, that's up to you, and that's why you have your children.
Well, Chris Carter, who played for the Vikings, newly minted Hall of Fame receiver, as they ended the ESPN NFL countdown yesterday, had some things to say on the issue, too. So let's listen to what he said.
He felt comfortable with what they did to you.
Absolutely
not. He knew what he had done.
That's Tom Jackson wrapping his thoughts. I'll pot it back up when we get over to Chris Carter.
And this goes across all racial lines, ethnicities, religious backgrounds. People believe in disciplining their children. People with any type of Christian background, they really believe in disciplining their children. My mom did the best job she could do, raising 7 kids by herself. But there are thousands of things that I have learned since then that my mom was wrong.
Yes. Thank you.
It's the 21st century. My mom was wrong. She did the best she could, but she was wrong about some of that stuff she taught me. And I promise my kids I won't teach that mess to them. You can't be the kid to make them do what they want
to
do.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thousands of things we have learned since then. And now we're to the point, the only thing I'm proud about is the team that I played for. They did the right thing.
Yes.
Take them off the field. I don't care what, we in a climate right now, I don't care what it is. Take them off the dang on field. Because you know what, as a man, that's the only thing we really respect. We don't respect no women. We don't respect no kids. The only thing Roger and them do, take them off the field, because they respect that.
So, the two white guys on the panel
just shut up. They shut the fuck up.
Sat there quietly. Yeah. It was like, amen. It was like church. White guys sitting there quietly.
Chris Carter has become the black apologist that they go to. That's who the fuck Chris Carter has become. He might as well look. Next thing you'll see him on Fox News as the black apologist. That's who Chris Carter has become. Fuck Chris Carter.
Is it a black apologist thing though? I mean, is it like a? Is it a fundamental part of the culture, the community that you have to, that is it something to preserve? It's like a way. I mean, I don't know.
It's, I mean, shit. Like I said, you got whooped. Everybody I know got whooped when they were a kid. And the only person that I can say that I know that went to jail, family wise, was the people that didn't necessarily get good discipline. Mm-hmm. Those were the kids that end up with like influenza.
Well, I mean that's the argument that severe discipline is better than no discipline at all.
And this is the thing, because I've listened to some stuff on a radio station from Philadelphia. They were talking about it today. Okay, so as a black person, they take the whooping of your kids back to slavery. Okay, so that did happen on the plantation. But the other part of the whooping of your kids as black people through the 60s and the 70s was because if you didn't teach your kids how to act in public and how to be respectful of authority, shit would go bad.
Right.
So you beat your kids because you loved them enough to keep them from going out in public and doing shit that would get them killed.
Right.
That is where that comes from. And for Chris Carter to act like that has nothing to do with how we ended up where we are, and since white people are still killing black kids for not necessarily acting the way they feel like they should in public, then maybe we haven't gotten past that point yet.
Well, either way, it's a very divisive thing. And by the way, the Vikings did quote unquote the right thing for one game, and they lost. And he's
back on the field, like he's
back
should
on
be.
The field. And yeah,
and then the other thing is. And I don't know if we were going to touch on this later or not. I did a little research, on my own today about the NFL and its culture of violence.
I saw that. We'll talk about that on Friday's show.
Oh, okay.
Because we're almost to the end of this one.
Okay.
You came in the middle. We started without you. But we will talk about that. I saw what you're talking about on Facebook. It was very interesting. So we'll talk about that later. Right now, let's head down to Florida for some interesting Florida Corner stuff. This showed up on Misconnections on Craigslist. Misconnections is a photo of a man with no shirt sleeping on a couch. And he's got a tribal or barbed wire armband tattoo. It said, under the picture, "You walked into my house with no shirt or shoes and passed out on my couch Monday at 2 a.m. I don't know who you are, but you told my roommate to eat shit and die when she woke you up and told you to leave my house. Kind of curious how you picked my house. How many other houses did you try? If anyone knows who this is, let me know."
Yikes. That's creepy.
But slightly hilarious.
So does that make a call cop on two people having sex, no, and call cop on a guy breaking and entering and sleeping on a couch?
Yeah.
The world is a crazy place.
It is. Well, it's Florida. Also in Florida, a Volusia County woman is accused of performing sex acts on herself while in clear view of her neighbors and a teenage boy. That's according to Ormond Beach Police. They say Karen Dilworth, who's 50, was wearing a dress and sitting backward on a motorcycle in the garage of the home on a Saturday night. Neighbors told officers that Dilworth had the garage door open while she masturbated in plain view of several neighbors and a 13-year-old boy. Dilworth told police she was only drinking and smoking cigarettes in the garage. She was arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition. So there you go, Chris.
Smoking.
Yeah. She wasn't having sex. She was just having a good time by herself in
a
garage.
It was a motorcycle running.
Yes, it was.
That's why they called, because she was making noise with the motorcycle.
So yes, they did call the
and
cops.
That's probably what got her in the mood.
I think this is one of those things where and then there's of course the one neighbor went, "The children, won't someone think of the children?" It's a 13-year-old boy watching a woman masturbate. More disturbing, but also from the South.
Good for him.
End of the summer got you down in the dumps? Well, you're not alone. In fact, nowhere in America is shittier right now than it is on Mississippi State's campus, where a roving band of feral female undergraduates are allegedly shitting all over the place in an attempt to impress their desired sorority with their prolific buttholes. According to a tipster who reached out to Total Sorority Move, Mississippi State is swirling with rumors that freshman AD Pi sisters are behind a series of mysterious dumps that have appeared in locations as diverse as Pi Kappa Alpha front lawn, on top of a cooler, and a trash can. The tipster claims that the poops were confirmed to have been left by two separate AD Pi pledges and helpfully attached an image of one of the aforementioned poops to bolster their case. They do. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, anyway.
That was a shitty report.
It was. There's not a lot going on in Mississippi. It's one of those things. Anyway, let's wrap this up and do something a little less offensive than shitting on the lawn.
There you go.
Let's do some small town news.
Let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
This also involves women, but in a very different way. In Winslow, Maine, dozens of women are participating in an outdoor skills workshop to learn about hunting, fishing, and other activities. That's right, the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife is hosting its annual Becoming an Outdoors Woman program at Camp Caribou in Winslow.
Camp Caribou.
This was this past weekend, so you missed out, Christiana. I'm sorry.
Dang it.
Nearly 100 women across New England were expected to participate. The participants will take 4 sessions over the course of the weekend on topics like firearm use, archery, deep hunting, stand-up paddleboarding, and outdoor survival. And that's small town news. Much more pleasant than sorority girls shitting on the lawn.
True.
That is true.
True.
So, anyway, that's it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Again, if you think you're having a bad day, Diana's still at work. Work until 10. Till 10, I tell you. I'm not taking any great joy in that. I'm just reporting why she's not here. So, anyway, that's going to do it. So let's go out on a happy note, because I don't think you can do anything but be happy when it's Morris Day in the time. It's Jungle Love on the Nate Darling Show. We'll see you for another one on Friday, everybody. Have a good one and take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.